Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the way that you have granted us the very truths of God. And Lord, you provided stories and things that will interest us as we read and study your word to know about you and your son Jesus and your ways. So today, Lord, as we study once again this book of Esther, I pray that you will open our hearts and minds to the truths of Almighty God by your Holy Spirit, and that you, through your Spirit, will empower us to live according to those ways, and we'll give you thanks for doing so. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Reverse the Letters, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 8 and verse 5. As Queen Esther fell to the floor with tears in her eyes before King Ahasuerus, she pled for her people, the Jews, to be spared from the edict given for their extermination. When the king saw her, he raised his golden scepter to his queen, and she stood before him. In chapter 8 and verse 5 of the book of Esther, we see the intercessory words of Esther, and notice the wonderful humility in which she presents them. We read, "And said, If it please the king, and I have found favor in his sight, and the thing seem right before the king, and I be pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews which are in all the king's provinces." The verse begins, "And said, If it please the king, and if I found favor in his sight, and the thing seem right before the king, and I be pleasing in his eyes." If there has ever been an example of entreaty with humility, or entreaty with humility, Esther demonstrates it for us here. Notice how she uses the word, "if it please, if I have found, and the thing seem right, and I be pleasing." She leaves room for a choice to be made by the king. He could say, "No, you do not please the king," or "No, you do not have favor," or "No, the thing does not seem right," or even "No, you are not pleasing." She doesn't approach him presumptively with demands that because of her position he should do as she says. No, rather, Queen Esther bows her will to his and gives him the option of refusing her. Although she desires to please the king, find favor in his sight, and a thing seem right before the king, and be pleasing in his eyes, she gives place for him to not grant her ambition. The verse goes on to say, "Let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews which are in all the king's provinces." After her humble approach to the king, Esther gives him her request. She wants letters of reversal to be written against the edict devised by Haman. Let us notice that she names his father Hammedatha, which means double, and states that he is the Agagite. This is significant because if we look into the Jewish history, we will see that King Saul of Israel preserved King Agag of Amalek. And even though the prophet Samuel struck King Agag down, the influence of this evil king continued to Esther's day. Esther also reminds the king that the purpose of these letters was to destroy the Jews, which are in all the king's provinces. This was the very essence of Esther's appeal. She desired that her people be saved, and her humility, reverence and respect for the king only demonstrated her passion to save her people, the Jews. Once again, we have been reminded by Esther to intercede on behalf of those who are condemned. In the Gospel of John in chapter 3 and verse 17, we read, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Jesus came into the world to give his life as a substitution for those who were already condemned for their sins to die. Will we intercede for them? Will we live our lives in humility before our King of Kings, Jesus, that he will take notice of our willingness to bow our wills to his? As we take our inspiration from Queen Esther, may we evermore be concerned with those among us who are condemned by the enemy's edict, and make our appeal to the Lord that their fate be reversed as well. Next time, we will see Esther's further appeal to King Ahasuerus for her people, so read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.